This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has awarded GE Aviation a contract which will lead to a demonstration of something called trajectory-based operations. In a nutshell, it's traffic management using negotiated courses instead of see and avoid. Boeing has a contract to demonstrate unmanned cargo flights for the U.S. Marine Corps. Airbus says it has successfully tested assembly of a second fuselage section for the A350XWB. Dassault Falcon says the FAA has approved the Falcon 7X jet for 6-degree steep descents. FAA data shows airline tarmac strandings of 3 hours or more mushroomed to 278 in the month of June. That's more than the four previous months combined. The FAA will pay the bulk of the cost to refurbish runway 16 right, 34 left at Payne Field near Seattle, where Boeing manufactures four of its airliner series. Lawyers for Northwest Airlines tried to shut down a long-running tourism website called GoNorthwest.com, claiming trademark infringement. CFI and G1000 maven Max Trescott has a new series of guides to using your GPS in the form of an iPhone app. They cover many Garmin models already, are available through Hilton Software, and cost $30 through iTunes. Authorities in Colorado say a 59-year-old man got drunk, called 911, and falsely reported a plane crash with 12 dead. La Plata County officials say they'll sue him for the $30,000 they spent on the wasted search effort. And finally, if you're flying a fixed-wing aircraft, towing a trailer configured as a gyroplane glider, what class of pilot certificate do you need? The city of Minot, North Dakota, is loaning the manufacturer $500,000 to start building these trailers. Let's see if the FARs can keep up. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, new FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt offers his take on the state of light sport aircraft and when we'll really see next-gen air traffic control. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.